I invite the young children to come up and join me in the front at this time. Good morning. I have a story for you this morning. It is a story about fish and the deep pictures. It's called Gracie and the Great Pearl. One more shell, thought Gracie as she worked on the box in front of her. I just need one more shell and I will be able to start my collection of beautiful things. There's a box. The box covered with shells. Gracie was grateful that Angie Angelfish had made her some gooey plant glue so that she would be able to attach the shell easily. She had found the old wooden box in the sunken ship where her favorite plant grew and had begun to decorate it with shells. Are you comfortable? Okay. Decorated with shells, she found among the coral of the Red Sea where she lived. Gracie swam around in ever-widening circles until she found what she was looking for. A small, beautiful abalone shell wedged under a rock below her. Gracie tugged on the shell, but it would not move. She nudged it and splashed it and wiggled it, but still, it would not move. Do you need some help, Gracie? Gracie whirled around to see her big friend, Gus the grouper, right behind her. Ordinarily, a little fish like Gracie would be afraid of a big fish like a grouper, but Gus was different. Gracie and her friends had gotten Gus out of a tight spot, and the two had become friends ever since. Gracie said, "Oh, Gus, I could use your help. Could you get this beautiful abalone shell from my box?" "I think so," replied Gus, and he flicked his tail so hard that the resulting wave caused the little shell to break away from the rock, landing just in front of Gracie. "Oh, thank you, Gus," said Gracie. She brought the shell over to her box and applied some plant glue so the shell stuck to the last open space on her box. "What are you making, Gracie?" said Gus in his slow, deep voice. Gracie hadn't realized that Gus had followed her back to the ship, and she wasn't sure she wanted him to go with her on her search. "I'm making a box to hold beautiful things that I find," said Gracie. "Ooh, can I go with you on your treasure hunt, Gracie, please?" asked Gus. "All right, Gus, as long as what we find goes into my box," said Gracie. She wanted to collect these beautiful things to decorate her fan coral home. She didn't want others to take the most beautiful ones for themselves. The two friends began to swim around the sunken ship. Gracie spotted a shiny button. Gus found a tiny mirror. They continued to swim in and out of the ancient portholes until Gracie saw another shell attached to the old ship's deck. Unlike the abalone, this shell did not have beautiful colors. It was bumpy and brownish and looked very old. But perhaps the creature inside would know where to find other beautiful things. Gracie bubbled a greeting and asked the shell's name. After some time, the shell replied with an ancient voice. "I am Grandmother Oyster. It is many years since any fish has asked my name. Why have you disturbed my rest, little fish?" Gracie addressed the shell with great respect. "Oh, Grandmother Oyster, my friend Gus and I are sorry if we disturbed you, but we are looking for beautiful things. You must have seen many beautiful things as you rested in this place." "Yes, I have, child," said Grandmother Oyster more kindly. "There are many beautiful things in the sea. We are indeed blessed. Would you like to see the beautiful thing I have made?" "Yes, please," said Gracie and Gus together. Grandmother Oyster opened her shell further and displayed a large, shiny white pearl nestled inside. "It has taken many years for me to make this pearl, layer upon layer. What do you think of my pearl?" "It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen," replied Gracie, and she meant it. It was large and perfectly round, smooth and sparkly. "You probably would like to have it in your collection, but are you willing to pay the price?" said Grandmother Oyster, looking at Gracie closely. "The price?" asked Gracie. "I will give you my box and all the beautiful things we have collected." "What would I do with your treasures?" replied the shell. "But if you gave all of those beautiful things to all the creatures who truly need beauty and joy in their lives here in the sea, perhaps we could share this pearl." Gus and Gracie looked at each other, then began to swim all over the reef, giving each fish or creature they saw something from the box of beautiful things. And afterwards, the coral reef had never looked lovelier. They swam back to Grandmother Oyster, and she smiled. She displayed the great pearl, and all the creatures of the sea joined in a song of thanksgiving to God, who had made them all beautiful, each in its own way. And there's a pearl inside the oyster, which, if you've ever read about pearls, is where pearls come from. And I tell you this story because this morning you are going to receive fish of your own. We are, again, in the time of the one great hour of sharing. So when you get to Sunday school, you will receive a fish. You'll have to fold it together to work like this because they come flat. You may need some help from a Sunday school teacher or a parent for that. And you will also get a giving calendar, sharing calendar, for the one great hour of sharing. And every day between now and Easter, it will give a suggestion as to how much money, what kind of coins you might be able to put in your fish banks. And when the day comes, we will bring these fish banks up and give them an offering to help out folks who are poor, to help out folks who have been suffering from disasters, and folks who, in spite of all their best efforts, have trouble getting out of poverty. That's the one great hour of sharing. And I want to remind you that, like Gracie discovered, it is a blessing to give as well as to receive beautiful things. It is the blessing of us to give to those who need it from all the things we receive from the Lord. That's the story of Gracie and the giant pearl, the great pearl. And I hope it will inspire you to fill up those fish banks over the next few weeks so that they rattle a lot when we bring them for an offering time shortly. Let me pray for you, and then I'll send you back to your seats. Lord, make us generous. You've given us so many beautiful things. You've given us so many resources in life. You have blessed us so richly. But I ask, like Gracie in the story, you would make us ready to give away of the things that we have, so that we may have the greatest gift of all and know it fully, which is the gift of Jesus Christ, your generosity for us in Him. Make that so that the world may be more blessed and so that we may be more filled with joy. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming up this morning. Let me go back to your seats. And if there are very small ones going to the nursery, now is the time.